There's obviously a few in the change room from last year who went through it, and we got so close last year, and we're hoping that this is an opportunity for us to go and put that right. But I think everybody in professional football has got a mentality where they want to go and win every game, and they wouldn't have made it to a club like Dundee United if they didn't want to win games. So now I think within the dressing room we've got a good group and we can hopefully go and do it. I think probably will put us in his favourites, yeah.
Does that mean the pressure is on United and more than from?
I think the pressure throughout the season has been on United. From the first ball kicked at the start of the season, United were expected to win the league, so we've obviously not achieved that, but we're hoping that we can achieve promotion through the playoffs. But it's something that if you're going to sign for a club like United, you've got to be able to play under pressure. So I'm sure from within Dunfermline's camp as well, there'll be a pressure there that they're obviously on a really good run. They'll be expecting to go and win just as much as us, so it'll be a really good game. It's games that I'm really looking forward to. I'm sure the fans will turn out in their numbers and it'll be really exciting events.
Yeah, I was going to come to that, Stuart. You'll take a big United support through to East End Park. How important is it to get the right result, give the fans real hope for the second leg, and then hopefully have Tannadice, you know, packed and bouncing for the second leg?
That's it. I mean, obviously we saw as we were leaving the stadium on Saturday that the queue was already out from the shop round the corner. So to see that, it builds up the excitement already that the boys within the change room are hoping to see, obviously, our allocation full at Dunfermline and get Dunfermline back to Tannadice, and hopefully we can sell out as many as possible there. So it's really exciting games. We saw last year, I think the fans played a massive part at Falkirk in the second leg when we went down 1-0 at half time, and we managed to really kick on in the second half, and we've got to obviously thank them for turning out. I was sat within the stand, so it's really important that we're all in it together and we can all push it over the line.